You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
I believe in forgiving. It's the joy of living.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, our Father, great is your goodness that you forgive our sins. Reconcile us to one another with your reconciling love in Christ Jesus, by which we are forgiven, and through which we learn to forgive those who have sinned against us. Teach us, O God, how to forgive in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Does it really make any difference when people hear the word of God, come to know the grace of God, receive the forgiveness of God, and learn to love God? Does it really make any difference? Christ's men always said that it is as different as day from night. When they came to know Jesus Christ and to have the grace of God in Jesus Christ, forgiveness from God in Jesus Christ, and the life of God in Jesus Christ, they said it was like coming out of darkness into light. Being forgiven by God for the sake of Christ is like being born again. Every day is new with promise and joy. It's like beginning life all over again. It's like being recreated in the image of God's Son. That's what the forgiveness of God does to people. It does that to people who can say in all sincerity and with complete commitment, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. And I believe in forgiving. The two go together. Jesus Christ said that all of us should pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Forgiven and forgiving. The two go together. Or neither one goes at all. The Lord was very specific and blunt about this. He told a great story about a slave who owed his superior more than he could possibly pay back in a bundle of lifetimes. His Lord forgave him that great debt, because that was the only way the poor man could live. Without that forgiveness, he might just as well forget about living. This slave went out and found a fellow slave who owed him just a little bit. He took him by the neck and demanded every penny of what the other man owed him. The man said, "Be patient with me and I will pay you everything." But the slave didn't feel sorry for him at all. Instead, he had him thrown into jail until he could pay his debt. Everybody could see the unfairness of it all, and they told the man superior about what had happened. He took action in predictable fashion, and the slave was right back where he started from. He could just forget about living. Jesus added, "That is how my Father in heaven will treat you, if you do not forgive your brother, every one of you, from your heart." That's blunt language. Even then, some people have tried to explain it away. It's true that the Father does not forgive us in return for our forgiving someone else. He does not love us because we show love to someone else. He loves and forgives purely out of the goodness of his heart. That's the way God our Father is. But the grace of God is not blind, and it is not cheap. It cannot be treated like a bagatelle by anybody. Nobody can demand forgiveness from God. And nobody can treat his forgiveness as if somehow it has been earned, even a little bit of it. That's why forgiving is so important. It's the sign, the absolutely incredible and indispensable sign of forgiveness. People don't like to forgive. They do not want to forgive. They would rather not forgive. To most people, forgiveness looks like weakness. To tell the truth, they look upon the forgiveness of God as weakness. And forgiving someone else looks exactly the same to them. Paying back is a sign of strength. Forgiving is weakness. I wouldn't be surprised that you have a little bit of that in you. I know I have a little bit of it in me. The Lord was talking to me when he said, if your brother sins against you, first pay attention to yourself. Talk to your brother about that. And if he repents, forgive him. That was meant for me. It was meant for you, too, I guess. Forgiveness may look like a very small thing. Actually, it's the biggest thing in the whole world. It's the one thing our world refuses to do. It's also the one thing our world needs most to do. We live in a world that is not at peace with God, nor with itself. People are at war with one another all the time. I know households where husbands are always at war with their wives, and wives with their husbands. Where parents are always at war with their children, and children with their parents. Employers are always at war with their employees, and employees with their employers. The rich are at war with the poor, and the poor with the rich. Intellectuals are at war with the common people, and the common people with the intellectuals. The haves are at war with the have-nots, and the have-nots with the haves. It's a world of offenses, troubles, and hurts. The littlest slights can produce the biggest and most prolonged quarrels. We do sin against one another because we are human. Our Lord said, and he told everybody to pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Without forgiveness from God, life is nothing. Forgiveness from God means nothing if the one forgiven refuses to forgive. It's like throwing forgiveness back in the face of the one who has forgiven. I know it's human to do that, but it's still stupid. It is also a sure sign that forgiveness freely extended has not been graciously accepted. Forgiveness refused might just as well not have been offered. Forgiveness was not easy for God, and it isn't easy for us either. The trouble we have with forgiving gives us some idea of what it took in the heart of God to forgive people who don't care about him and would just as soon not have him around. For people like that, God gave his son. The son gave his life. And for the sake of that son, God forgives. It's all a part of our history, our unforgiving history. While we were yet enemies, Christ died for us. That's the amazing part of the grace of God, his love undeserved, his forgiveness extended without even a gesture of peace from the world for which that son died. A distinguished American churchman once said, it's going to be great to live with the saints in heaven, but it's like hell to live with them here on earth. How hard it is to forgive some relatives who have injured you when they of all people should have known better. How hard it is to forgive other members of the church when they of all people could be expected to show a little bit of love. How hard it is to forgive when you have to forgive the same thing the second time. Once is bad, but twice is almost impossible. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I'm a sinner, and I need to be forgiven again and again. That's why I pray all the time. Forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our sins. I believe that he forgives, and therefore I pray. I need to be forgiven all the time. I have to keep reminding myself of that fact all the time. When my pride rises up within me, as it does in a human heart, the figure of the crucified Christ rises before me. I can never forget Christ. It's a great thing to know him so well that you cannot forget him. Don't let anyone say that Jesus Christ is not important. Devotion to Jesus Christ makes all the difference in the world, and deepening of that devotion expands the horizons of life. That's the secret of forgiveness, and it's the secret of forgiving Every time I pray this prayer, I think of Jesus Christ. Forgive us our trespasses, our sins, as we forgive those who trespass, who sin against us. People wonder why the church has lost its power. This is its power, the glory of forgiveness. An unforgiving church is no church at all. It may be a social club, but not a church. When Christians refuse to forgive, it's no wonder that non-Christians look upon their faith as irrelevant. You can't be right with God if you are unwilling to be right with others. Whenever your hardness, as justified as you may consider it to be, stands in the way of a good personal relationship with others, you're simply saying to the whole world that God is far from you. That's what the Lord was talking about when he said, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that a brother has something against you, leave your gift there. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. That's not just talk. It's for real. It could just be that Jesus Christ means you. You are for real. The grudges you hold are for real. Those grudges nursed close to your heart destroy you more than they could possibly hurt those against whom they are held. An unforgiving heart is a perfect picture of our world in the raw. Love not that world, said Jesus Christ, nor the things in that world, because that world passes away. The word of the Lord abides forever. Forgiveness is his word to our world. You don't have to take my word for it. Take his. It's in Jesus Christ. He's the one who said, Father, forgive them. He did not say, Father, forgive them if they're sorry. He said, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. That's God. Forgiveness is the ultimate compassion. It is of God. As St. Paul said, be kind and tender-hearted toward one another, forgiving one another, as God, for the sake of Christ, has forgiven you. The compassion of God is the one hope of our world. The compassion of men who know God in Jesus Christ offers that hope to our world. With forgiveness, there would be a lot fewer divorces. With forgiveness, there would be a lot fewer continuing disputes in places of business. With forgiveness, there would be a lot more happy people around. Forgiving is a secret learned from God himself. I believe in forgiving. It's the joy of living. I had to learn it for myself, and you probably will have to learn it for yourself. There's no better way of learning how to forgive than to practice forgiving. Instead of biting and picking, try forgiving. That really works. When you pray, don't say, forgive us nothing as we forgive nothing. Say this and say it from the heart. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Pray it and practice it. Forgiving is living. Amen.